Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry to the 100 silent listeners. We're here.
We're here. The Christmas show.
Today. I don't like that. 2 weeks in a row, we're going to get no call tickets. No one expects us to be.
I texted a bunch of people out.
Well,
10 people said we're on the air in a minute.
I'm sure they'll be here eventually.
You know what I need to do? I'm starting. Writing down the numbers. I'm just
going to
put...
Listen, there's a lot coming. We got our last couple playoffs. We got chances to clinch the number one seed this week with Minnesota
that?
Loss or win by us.
Do you think that's going to happen? Wait, that's tonight.
Yes.
That game's big tonight.
So...
And I planned on watching It's a Wonderful Life, which I've never seen. I thought I was telling myself I was going to watch it.
Well, it's on there tonight, NBC.
But I could be, now I have to watch that and be cheering wholeheartedly.
Didn't he give you the It's a Wonderful Life DVD?
Yeah. So I don't have to watch it tonight. I just set aside. What time does the game kick off? 7:30?
It's like 8:20 here.
I'm going to have to watch that.
Why? You think
we go to Christmas lights. First, we'll go to church.
No church.
Then Christmas.
If not church time.
No. Now it's changed a little bit. Tommy's show schedule's changed again. So it's church. Tommy has his third and final basketball game of this tournament. Then Christmas lights. Then watch the Packers and the Vikings. But I'm concerned then that tomorrow's game will be horrible if that happens.
Tomorrow is real.
I mean Monday Night Football.
Yeah, tomorrow is the real church. Everyone has to get ready for all the millions that never go anywhere else. Have 1 day left to go. 1 day to go.
Well, you should speak.
Well,
the last time you went to
bed. I've been there. Anyway, listen, I got exigent and extenuating circumstances.
No reason why you can't just say
that. Well, that's easy. That's easy for you to say that to them to get through. I guess the crowd. Listen, man, you should not talk up anymore because you just sound like a loser. Anyway, we're here again. We got basketball. I know you're as unhappy with basketball as you were last week. We got a couple games here. We got a Christmas game coming. We got a bad loss on Friday. That 22-point lead gets evaporated and helped along by some bad officiating. So we got like a... What are some thoughts that you have on everything that is surrounding
the... I didn't even realize that there was bad officiating because it was on at the bar, and they changed it for the Temple game. So then every TV was on at the Temple game, and you couldn't watch the Sixers game anymore. But I was watching them from afar, but I couldn't believe they were doing that well without Embiid. And I didn't realize that Redick wasn't playing that night either.
Yes.
So, you got to be kidding me. Let's go to Grander right now, and then we'll go back to this.
He's up. How are you? He's up.
Good morning.
What do you have? Hello.
Well, a couple of things. What did you think of that Santana thing, that first baseman? What did you think?
Well, you know, I think it's good that they're wanted to signing through Vance, their team. A lot of people don't think it made that much sense to do because he's not really in position to do that yet. But I do. I think he's going to be powered. Of course, you have a glut of first baseman now, but I'm sure that'll be dealt with.
He's supposed to be a really, really good hitter, run producer, RBR guy. Plus, he's got some pop, so sounds pretty good to me.
He is a run producer. That's what he is.
Also, Sixers are playing on Christmas Day. Your father probably knows because it decided the Sixers are pretty good. So that's a good thing.
I went schedulers are looking back on their decision. Did we move a little too fast on giving them a Christmas game?
I don't know. No, not necessarily. And also, I think the Eagles have two games to get that defense right. Anybody can have to get flat, and they got flat, and they won. And some might say they're lucky to win, but they won that game the other day. And
some might say that Eli carved them up the other day, which he did.
Oh, Eli's a good quarterback. I mean, let's not forget that Eli Manning's a good quarterback. He's a smart quarterback, and he still can really throw the ball well. So,
I'm glad.
It's not like you're playing against some hack.
No, he's not. And I'm glad they show people say I'm still here and I can still do things. You know, I'm glad.
Yeah, right. He's got pride, and then also. I think on Monday night, the Eagles go out and take care of business, and that's the end of that.
I think they will, and then you got 2 weeks of rest, and the end of the playoff we go. So, yes, I agree with all your points. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Take care. Yes, I'm sure you got many commentaries.
Why just at the show?
Listen, you're never going to be happy with the length of time that I leave people on the call line. As long as we've been doing this, you have a problem with so I don't get much stock in what you say.
Loaded up with 5 and 6 capacity.
No, we're never gonna get that. Anyway, what do you have? I need some thoughts.
First of all, they're not discouraged about the Christmas game.
Well,
as a matter of fact, I was reading all 5 reviewed.
The reality is they're 14-17, and they were like you better.
But I was reading an article. It was ranking the 5 games in order of what people would want to see the most. Okay, I think you might be able to get the top 3. Guess what number 1 is?
It's probably the Warriors, Cavs.
Exactly. That's great, right?
Yes.
That is a great game. That's like a great number 2.
Is it this game?
No.
Knicks Sixers?
No, that was number 3.
Lakers Timberwolves?
Nope. That was number 4.
Celtics Wizards, I'm naming every
those
game.
4 and 5, those two. I don't remember which one.
What's two?
The late game is Rockets.
That's 8 o'clock, right?
Thunder, right?
No, I don't
Rockets,
think.
Rockets Thunder, right?
If you say so.
And then this, Sixers are must-see television with those two.
And you've got Porzingis and Embiid, maybe.
Yeah,
if
it will be, please. You think the Sixers are going to blow an opportunity? That's why they're benching
over
2 games.
No. I'm tired of that. That's very cynical.
Eight or less 9 or something?
That's true.
I mean, holy hell. You want to talk about plummet.
And they're throwing to Tennessee. And if they win 2 or 3 in a row, they'll be back in the play. So
I'm not worried about that. I'm not. It's not a matter of getting people to play. They're incredible with the amount of time that people
spend. What? MBJ played 50.
Anderson, what's wrong with Anderson? Not that he's a principal part.
You're worried about Justin Anderson coming back? That's true. You have a bad team.
I'm worried. They are a bad team. There's no offensive threats whatsoever.
He's
the most frustrated player in the NBA to watch. Okay.
He shot more on Wednesday.
Yeah,
he saw that.
I heard. No, I heard and I missed it.
Well, it's true. He did do it. Look it up.
He took 6 shots the other day. Hello.
That's when.
There's nobody on the team that can scorer, and he's taking six shots.
That's unacceptable. Well, they did score 109 points. So I don't know where. It's not like they're scoring 80 points, 85 points. They scored 109 on Wednesday, or whatever day that was.
Do you think the Packers are just packing in, or do you think they're going to be showing up angry because they took Favre out for the year?
No, I don't think they'll pack it in. I think it'll be close.
And it'll be like 7 degrees, right?
Look up what it is. You can look it up. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I haven't heard it. I think it's maybe in the teens. I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Fill the air here.
I fill the air with what? Telling the people I'm... No, just...
The high today
is 19. It's not true.
It could be -1 Fahrenheit by the time the game kicks off at 7:30.
Just get it with.
Oh, my gosh. That's not even wind chill or anything.
Yeah, that's wind chill.
Saturday's cold will be a new experience for Vikings quarterback Case Keenum. Actual time,
What is the actual temp at?
Tomorrow will be... We're getting only 6 seconds longer today?
Yeah.
That's how little the increase is? But guess what? On the way back, man, I noticed how much lighter and longer it was. I spent those 6 seconds well yesterday.
4:39 on the 21st. So, we know...
That's crazy. 9 hours and 19 minutes of daylight on that day.
That's how much it...
Although, Cecily said 9:20. I computed it as 9:19, but...
Right.
I don't know. I looked on my phone and I computed it as 9:19. It's probably 9:19 and change or something.
So you ready for this Christmas night game that you could be going to? It's gonna be a rocking NFC.
I'm not going. Obviously, the family does not want me to go, and that's fine with me.
Right.
It feels a little
weird. He's
back
here. He doesn't mean to be back.
No, this is 21. Last four digits 2111.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
What's up?
Hey guys. It's John from Devon. How's it going?
Yeah. What's up, guys? Go ahead.
Happy holidays to you guys.
Yeah.
Quick thing. How do you think, is there any team, do you still, even the Eagles looked decent all right last week against the offense looked good. I'm kind of worried about the defense. Kind of worried
I
the way Manning kind of rolled down the field, the short passing, quick, no huddle stuff. How do you think we're going to, do you think Schwartz can kind of turn it around and get that straightened out for the playoffs?
No, I think there's no way that you can know how the defense is going to play. I think you just got to wait and see. That's not a good answer, but I see no indicator that he can do it. I think he could do it. So I think he could do it. You're going to be playing against good quarterbacks, Drew Brees and whoever.
Yeah,
but, you know,
Russell Wilson. Yeah, there's some good guys out there that's going to be matched up with. That could be tricky. What are your expectations for the playoffs? So, like on a scale of 1 to 100, how likely do you think we are to make it to Minnesota in February for the Super Bowl?
How likely are we to make the Super Bowl? I would only say like 35% or 30%.
Oh, man, you're scaring me here. I was trying to get my hopes up. I thought it was going to be a little higher than that. I don't know.
No.
I think if we get home field, like,
why do you think it's going to be higher than that, our chest? What do you think it is?
Well,
you think it's more than 50%? I don't think it could be that.
I might go like 40, maybe. I don't know. It's still.
That's
only
5% more.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. You're right.
That's not much more.
So today is. What's the top of your Christmas list for a Philadelphia sports fan? What's if you could ask get one thing for Christmas, to kind of cover you the next year? What would be your hopes for as like a Christmas present for the Philadelphia?
I just hope for
the
next
city.
Year that we have no big injuries to star players, and then everyone could sort of you know do what they do.
Yeah, what do you think about Embiid? Like with the back and stuff, are you worried about that?
I think you gotta be right. You know, of course he'll be back, and of course you'll be seeing a lot of him. But you know, it's worrying. It sure is.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if you know today. Is that you ever watch the show Seinfeld?
What about Seinfeld? What do you have on?
Today is a Festivus. Actually, it's like a holiday.
It is.
Festivus. Yeah. So happy Festivus to you. Part of Festivus is they have the airing of grievances, where
yes,
you just kind of something you're not happy with, something you don't like, you just bring it out, you just put it on the table. So what, if any, grievances do you have about Philadelphia sports right now, December 20, 2017? Because like a coach you don't like, or a player you don't like, or
no,
what
I don't
about it right
anything
now?
I would just say I really don't want people with expectations to get too high. And I just want to want people to enjoy what's going on. I think people expectations have gotten way out of whack this year for the various teams. So on Festival, I would say people, you need to take a step back and enjoy it. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I feel like when Eagles were rolling before Wentz got hurt, everyone was all ready to go to Minnesota. But yeah, I think everything got a little tempered.
I would beg everyone, please take a step back, because, you know, think like the ones that you get. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Happy holidays to you.
But, yes.
Barney goes for 51 again last night and complains about the officiating. Nobody is the bigger flopper on earth. He flaps around trying to get all these calls. It's horrendous. His game is so annoying to watch.
What?
And
he's a great player.
He's a great shooter, but his flopping and semantics, trying to get fouled. And he goes for 51. I guarantee probably 24 of them were in the foul line.
Look at how much he was in the foul line.
And he's complaining about the refs. Well, once the show's done, I want to hear if I get some audio clips of him complaining. He's such a whiner.
Officiating is a big problem in sports. You just got to face it.
Nobody shoots more foul shots than James Harden.
I'm not just talking about basketball, neither. It's a big problem every sport.
It's such an easy play to just complain about. It's so easy to, like, micromanage these guys while we have instant replay that's going at, like, a quarter
so
of a
So officiating is just 100% great in football?
Oh, human. It's hard as heck. They're flying around. These are the fans.
You can say that about murder. Murder. Well, he's human. He just does things. I say if you murder someone, you could say.
Yeah, well, you know what? Things do happen, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, that's.
I'm not saying it's justifiable.
I know, but I'm just saying officiating is a big problem every sport. That's all. It's
not a big problem. People just like to complain about it. It's easy.
Oh,
so they
you think.
Do a great job
it's
on what they're, you know, for how fast.
So you think we're.
With the benefit of no replays.
We're getting too much caught up in replays.
Yeah, you don't even worry about it. It's part of the game. You don't even
worry
about it. Just like the injuries.
Who is this on the call that we're holding up?
Last four digits, 7580.
Yeah, I think it's should. We'll get to him in a second, Charlie. But you can't tell me that's. Officiating is not a huge problem in every single
not
sport.
A problem. No,
it's a
not
huge
a
problem.
Problem.
And you know it is. You're just trying to take a contrarian point of view.
Who was that last car? Kostova?
Yeah, Kostova.
Now, you telling him, like, oh, you just hope next year the stars don't get hurt. I agree. We hope that. But you don't have to worry about it. See,
what?
It's going to happen to everyone.
You tell him.
It's who can cope with. No one's saying, oh, just if you have cars in the whole year next year, we'll be automatically better. No.
You know,
it's the year you have to capitalize on.
Why are we winning? Seven, because there's no good teams, and the league
is
boring. And it's a
not boring.
It's a bad year for
it's
the league.
That's another
so,
tired argument.
It's like beating the Rays in the World Series, but we'll take it.
Yeah, I will take it. I don't
but
care.
It's sort of Rays, and it was one of the least watched World Series that we've had in a while.
Ways too. They get helped with tuck rules and all this nonsense and stealing signals and taping.
That's part of the game.
And
that,
no one, you know, and they just sit there,
that's not the whole year.
And the Falcons is blowing their game. The game
what did the Patriots have to do? Did they take his play sheet that's an inside zone? Or dive away from him? No, I'm talking about Shanahan. Did they force him to call a rollout on third down where he got sacked and started the comeback?
No, they were idiots. But that's what I'm saying.
So that's all comes into.
I'm saying no one remembers any of that stuff. They just say, oh, five championships.
Yeah,
crap.
The reality is they do have five championships, and you're going to have to deal with it.
Go to try.
Someone's got to beat him if you don't want to have five championships, and I don't think that's going to happen this year either.
It'll happen. They don't even look that good. The last 2 weeks, they look mediocre at best.
Not a good game. Not a good performance for athletes.
Neither. They're not good.
Well, someone's got to beat him, and I don't have any confidence that anyone will.
We will.
Charlie, go ahead.
Jamie, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right. Quick question. What's your outlook on this Eagles defense really has me concerned?
Well, I think that's a huge reason to be concerned, because when you have a backup quarterback that could be inconsistent performance, I think that's a huge thing if you can't have consistent defense. I think you should be concerned, and I think these 2 weeks are huge. And this week is huge to show that, you know, we got things corrected going into
right,
the playoff.
Correct. I almost wish Minnesota wins tonight. I still want them to have to play for something on Monday night.
Yeah, I wanted to win because, you know, meaningless games are not good for anyone to have. And to have two
correct.
Would be something.
Right. And then one thing I wanted to ask you was, I noticed when Darby got back in the lineup, you know, kind of replacing Rasul Douglas, the defense
kind of went downhill.
Is it ironic there, or is there something to that?
Are we talking about Darby is going downhill? What are you saying?
No, I'm talking about the defense started going downhill in coverage when Darby came back.
I don't know. You know, Darby's had a rough couple weeks. Jumping routes every time, and you know, people say, oh, you gotta intercept him, but you know, I don't want him to get intercept him if he's gonna get beat like a drum 3 or 4 times a game on a slugger. So I think there's something to that. I definitely do. He's not played well. He even said that last week after he made his comments. He said, that's the worst game I've played in a long time.
Right. Hopefully he'll bounce back. What's your prediction for Monday night? You think they just roll this team, or it's going to be a close game?
I don't think it's going to be a roll. I really don't. I think they'll win, like maybe 24-20. But I, you know, the Raiders, they do that. They want to play for pride. You know, they got an outside chance. They were in the playoff run for a long time, even though they're not in now. So they're not a bad team, and I don't know how you could not be worried that Derek Carr is not going to do the same thing that Eli Manning did to you last week.
Right. All right, that's all I got today, guys. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Enjoy the holiday, and thank you for your invitation so much.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Here you go.
What's your favorite part about Christmas? Give me one. Your favorite thing, number one. One thing, the whole season.
Seeing people and getting gifts. There we go. What do you want me to say? Music, weather, what? There's a lot.
I'd almost think you would say, oh, time away from school.
Well, I think everyone needs time away, no matter what time of year it is. Anyway. But
So the tax bill's passed, right? When's it going into effect?
No, he signed it in the law already. It's in the law already. It's the law of the land.
When?
Yesterday.
That's
I don't.
Effective as yesterday?
No. It doesn't work that way.
Because I'm going to need some time.
No,
I need my new numbers sent to me from
Ronnie. It's going to be probably from this year, mostly next year. I don't think it's going to be like instantaneous set.
What do you mean mostly? You mean 18, right? Not 19.
Some in 19, some in 18.
Some? Let's go already.
It's going to go piece by piece. It's a very complicated thing. But, I love that you think it's going to have so much of an effect. I wish there was a tax bill that would have so much of an effect on you. That'd be great, but this one is not it. Anyway, what do you say? You don't think this is
bacon,
You don't put this a bad year for the league, is what you say. And there's no good teams, and stars going out, and Anthem protests. It's a bad year.
Can catches all that back. That's pretty good.
Are you going to get a bacon bonanza?
Good, man.
Get one. Buy bacon bonanzas at our account.
You line them up, you put them in, all the fat drips into the bottom. Of course. That's brilliant.
Get one.
People love bacon, man.
Bacon's great. Well, it's not too. You're acting like you're not associated.
No, I just feel.
What's wrong with bacon? You don't have much time. What's wrong with bacon?
I just feel a little bit.
Oh my God.
I know.
It's called.
Very dominant. That's my main problem with it. It's very dominant with its flavor. It affects everything it touches.
Oh, well, that's what makes bacon so good, you know? We're done. Okay. Bye.